Sanity and happiness are an impossible combination. Mark Twain. A man in his 20s sits at his laptop in a shirt and tie.
Nail it.
He smiles, then prints out, suicide note, third revised. Starring Elijah Wood, Jason Gann, Fiona Gubelman, and Dorian Brown. Ryan pours milk into a blender, tips in a chopped banana, a whole bottle of blue pills, and a scoop of supplement powder, then stands drinking it as he reads his letter.
So long, girl next door. Hope they find my body before the smell becomes a problem for you.
He waves through the window, and the blonde woman waves back nervously from outside. Then, dressed in his suit, he lays back on his bed and closes his eyes. He opens his eyes angrily and heads outside to see a man in leathers revving his motorbike.
Shit, balls! That's loud! It's the middle of the bloody night!
Wilfred, that's enough!
You're lucky I'm indoors, you prick!
Stop it!
Boyfriend. Figures.
Christ! You know how long it took me to get comfortable?
Later, Ryan's lying on his bed with his eyes closed. He begins to fidget and gets up.
The sun is out.
He's on his laptop, shaking his head at his empty pill bottle and looking up drug overdose on the internet. He skips frantically with a rope, then masturbates in the shower before sitting down at his laptop for a fourth revision of his suicide note. Sitting on the sofa, he sobs while holding a cushion over his face. Now he starts searching through the medicine cabinet in the bathroom and starts drinking something out of a bottle. He answers the front door to Jenna.
Hey, whoa.
How you doing?
I live next door. We've waved.
Of course. Ryan.
Jenna. Can I get you something? Orange juice, medical attention?
I'm okay. It's lack of sleep.
Oh, God, I know. It's that stupid jerk with his motorcycle. It drives Wilfred nuts. Sorry about all the noise that he made, by the way.
Yeah, he just said what we were all thinking, right?
I guess. Okay. Look, I know we've just met, and this is a huge imposition, but I'm totally desperate. The exterminator is on his way, and I completely forgot to make arrangements for my dog, and they say that if I leave him in the house...
A man dressed in a dog suit with a black shiny nose is watching from the driveway.
Huh?
You're right. That's too much to ask. I'm so sorry.
No, it's not that.
Oh, great. Wilfred, come here, boy. He's really sweet. There's my little man. You like dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, here's a few of his toys and some snacks. Be a good boy. I really appreciate this.
Ryan looks up into the eyes of the man in the dog suit, who gazes back at him as if waiting to be invited in. Wilfred shrugs and moves past him into the house, leaving Ryan clutching the bag with confused bewilderment. Wilfred bashes a cushion on the sofa, flicks away some imaginary dust, turns on the spot, then sits down.
Very nice. Some sofas, it's impossible to get comfortable, not this one. Ryan, is it?
Yeah.
Got any DVDs?
A few.
I like Matt Damon.
Yeah, he's good. This is my sister.
Just pretend I'm not here.
Hello, Kristen.
So are you excited?
I don't know what I am.
Well, it's your first day on a new job. A little anxiety is to be expected. That's why I prescribed those pills.
Yeah, about those. They didn't really seem to... Do you need to go out?
Who are you talking to?
Look, the thing is, I really appreciate your help getting me this job at the hospital and all, but I'm not sure working in contract administration will make me happy.
Happy? You wouldn't be happy, Ryan? You think Dad is happy?
No, I know I screwed up.
You think I'm happy?
No, I would never.
You think I love pulling out babies 24/7? I mean, my God, I have to eat with these hands.
I need some water.
My partner just got deported to the
water.
You think he's happy? No, Ryan, nobody's happy. All right. Now listen, you're not exactly a hot commodity anymore. You need this job.
Okay. Thanks for the pep talk.
You're welcome. Now, remember, it's all about perception. You just gotta change the way you're seeing things. All right?
I'll work on that.
Have a seat. I ain't gonna bite you. Biting's the easy way out. Not that I don't think about it. Ooh, a bit jumpy, are we?
Oh, cool.
I'm 7 years old, Ryan. Too old and too wise for lies. I can smell your fear like I smell the sour milk in the fridge.
I drank some last night. It was fine.
Wilfred lights a bong.
It was, but it's gone bad. Just happened while we were talking.
No, I'm starting a new job today.
Ryan, you're not going to work today.
With a cheeky expression, he offers the bong to Ryan, who reluctantly but obediently does as he's told.
Got a cough to get off.
It's been a while. Can you really smell the milk in my fridge?
My nose is a very exquisite and sensitive organ, and right now it is currently smelling fear. Fear, sour milk, and human shit.
You mean me? No, I just showered. I'm crazy clean back there.
There are such things in this world as particles. Particles so small that you cannot possibly detect it with your naked eyes. And I put it to you that there are particles of human shit lingering in the fibres of your underpants.
I don't think there's any particles.
Mate, I'm telling you, there are particles. And they are lingering.
I need to sleep.
Wilfred blows smoke in Ryan's face.
Lights out, Ryan.
Ryan dozes off. Sometime later, his phone goes off and wakes him.
Shit. Kristen.
You are so dead. I vouched for you, and now you're a no-show on your first day of work? Dr. Ramos is furious.
I'm sorry, and I've had a rough morning.
You had a rough morning? Try prying twin boys out of a tight little Asian gal. She wasn't Asian American, Ryan. She was real Asian.
I had to do so much slicing and dicing down there. It looked like a goddamn Benihana.
So why don't you get your shit together and come to work?
Taking some milk from the fridge, Ryan looks out of the kitchen window to see a dog in the yard. Laughing, he swigs from the carton, but then spits it out.
Yeah. Nice nap, Ryan. Oh, scared you, eh? Give you quite a fright, did I?
Am I dead?
Ah! Seems not. Come on, I want to show you something.
A hole in the garden.
What did you... Why?
Anxiety. Jenna's been away too long. She's a goner, I'm sure of it. She probably choked on something. Little piece of Lego or something.
She's just at work.
Are you talking down to me?
What? No.
I open up to you, and you talk down to me.
Look, she's coming back.
Promise?
Sure.
Thank you, Ryan. I feel much better now.
Then why are you still digging?
It's a great workout.
Stop!
Ryan, I know your type. You're a good boy. You come when you're called. You don't rub your ass on the carpet. Aren't you tired of doing what everyone else wants you to do? Maybe it's time you quit playing ball with them and just play ball with me.
Where'd that come from?
Just give it a toss.
I don't think I should.
Trust me, you'll be glad you did.
No. I have to go to work. Walk. I don't have time for a walk.
Ryan, you're already upset about the lawn, yeah? Well, I got just enough piss in me to kill what's left of it.
On a walk.
Tell me about Jenna.
Why?
I'd like to get to know her.
Pull your lipstick back in its case, Romeo. You're not her type.
How can you say that? You don't know anything about me.
I know you think there's no hope. I know you feel like a diamond in the rough that never got to shine. I know what you tried to do last night.
How do you?
Because I am you. We are one mind. Ah, just messing with you. I read your little snuff letter while you were passed out.
Wilfred's urinating.
What did you think of it?
Well, the diamond in the rough metaphor was a little flat. Four drafts, and that's the best you could come up with?
I started with a caged bird longing to be free, but that made me sound a little effete.
So does using the word effete.
Maybe I'll keep working on it.
You know Buck?
Who?
Buck. Black lab, about my age, great teeth. You know him?
I don't know Buck.
And you won't, because he's gone. One day he's running around by the tennis courts at the park. The next day, bam!
Hit by a car?
No, we just kind of lost touch.
Bam? You just kind of lost touch?
Life is short, Ryan. You gotta gather ye rosebuds while ye may. Speaking of rosebuds.
Do you always feed your dog nachos?
Well, not all the time, but he worked out today.
What's your name?
Wilfred.
Hi, Wilfred. I do like that. Do you like that?
Nestling his face in her breasts.
I'll have what he's having.
He likes me.
Wilfred, get off! Get off!
I'm trying to.
I can keep...
Ryan pulls Wilfred off the waitress.
Sorry about that. can we get the check?
There you go. Bye, Wilfred.
I like you, but you are a shit wingman. Look, Ryan, if you want my advice...
Actually, I don't. I've got enough people telling me what to do.
I was just trying to help. You don't have to be a dick.
Kristen was right. What I want doesn't matter. I have to get to work.
Hey, poochie poochie.
Piss off!
See, it's like me when I'm eating out the ass of a dead possum. Like, I'm eating out his guts through his ass, and I'm getting my teeth right in there. See, no one ever taught me that. I just did it one day. It happened. Been doing it ever since.
Interesting. You ever try Korean? I think you'd like it.
You're missing the point. I'm not just saying possum ass is delicious. It is. What I'm saying is I'm true to my nature. I don't overthink everything. I act on instinct.
You're an animal.
We're all animals, Ryan.
I'll kill you!
Wilfred, wait! Stay! Come!
Where is his leash? He's lucky I didn't kick his teeth in!
Try it and lose a foot!
No! I mean it! It won't happen again.
Yeah, if it does, someone's getting their nuts cut off.
Okay.
The neighbor, Spencer, walks away.
He means me. You obviously haven't got any.
Yeah, you're right. Should have challenged him to a knife fight.
You let that shit stain walk all over us. Your father was right. You're a pussy.
When did he say that?
All right, he didn't. I made that up. But you are a pussy.
I don't need to listen to this.
Ryan, fear has made you weak. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration.
That's from Dune. How do you know that?
How do you know that? Come on, mate. Throw the ball. What are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid, but I know that's not just a ball.
Of course it is. See? It's a ball.
Why are you pushing so hard?
I'm feeling playful. No more questions. Stop thinking and throw the damn ball!
No!
The ball goes into Spencer's garden.
What did you do?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to...
You're a naughty boy!
I'll get you another ball!
I don't want another ball!
Hey!
Hey! Look, Wilfred, it's Jenna!
Hey, I hope he wasn't in any trouble.
Not at all. He's adorable.
Oh, Wilfred, did you make a new friend?
He did. He really did.
I will not be ignored, Ryan.
So, Wilfred tells me, what brings you to L.A.?
I got a job as a segment producer for Channel 13 News. It's a big step up for me, market-wise. Although I'm doing mostly court pieces right now, I'm hoping
ball,
that will change.
What about you?
I play ball. Not professionally. I'm a lawyer. I was a lawyer. It's complicated.
Well, I like complicated. You know, the only thing that I've had time to unpack are my wine glasses. You want to come inside?
Wilfred shakes his head.
Some other time.
Okay. Say bye-bye, Wilfred.
This isn't over. I want that ball.
Okay. See you later, champ.
You better sleep with your eyes open.
Give Ryan a kiss.
Kissing him on the lips.
You broke my heart, Ryan. You broke my heart!
Okay.
Wilfred, down. Wilfred, down. Down, Wilfred.
Ryan races away and hurries through his back gate, only to land heavily in the massive hole Wilfred dug.
You broke my heart, Ryan. Better sleep with your eyes open. Your eyes open.
Hello? Are you gonna answer me?
What was the question?
Why do I bother? What's the question?
I'm having a problem.
Really?
Those pills you gave me, I kind of abused them. I've taken so many, I can't feel them anymore.
Ryan, you have any idea how dangerous that is? Abusing those pills can lead to very serious side effects. Paranoia, hallucinations, depression, seizures. And worse, much worse.
Oh my God.
That's why I gave you sugar pills.
What?
Ryan, I can't prescribe meds to a family member. That's unethical.
So, no side effects?
From sugar pills? Adult onset diabetes? Tooth decay? Sugar rush? Ryan, why are you being so self-destructive? You need to pull yourself together and stop wallowing in self-pity.
He spots Wilfred in the garden, silhouetted in the moonlight.
So your law career is over.
Dad wanted me to be a lawyer. I hated every minute of it.
Well, then what do you want?
Give me a minute.
Wilfred smoking a cigarette.
What do you want?
I want my goddamn ball.
Really? That's what this is all about?
Ryan, when I was a young'un, I had a bit of an oral fixation. Still do, I guess. Anyway, I was too dumb to know the difference between a knot of rawhide and a fine Italian loafer. Someone would adopt me, I'd have a bit of a chew, then it was back to the pound we go. Italian loafer guy, he gave me a good beating. Kicked me so hard I got hip dysplasia.
Dysplasia?
No, it didn't get that bad, but I was on death row. And then one day, a kindly old woman at the shelter gave me a tennis ball. That tennis ball. I could chew without shame, and suddenly I was lovable. That ball saved my life. I need it back. And I can't get through that gate without you.
So climb over the fence.
Without arms?
What are those?
Legs.
All right, I'll help you, and then you stay away from me.
If that's what you want.
Shake on it.
Yeah, I never learned that trick, but you have my word.
Spencer's garden.
I found it! What are you doing?
The nose knows.
Hey, this was not our deal!
Well, I didn't shake on it, did I? Here we go.
An artificially lit room filled with marijuana plants.
We're gonna need a bigger bong.
This was your plan the whole time.
Part of it. This is the other part.
In his boot?
Well, they never check him first, do they?
What the hell? He deserves it. Well, come on, let's go.
Not so fast. He has another boot.
You want meat? No way.
Why not? He'll never know it was you.
What's not the point?
You said yourself he deserves this. The bloody bike, the trash in the alley, the way he treats you like some insignificant lip dick wanker. How does that make you feel?
Angry.
Yeah? Well, it's time to return the favor. You know you want to.
I'm not an animal.
Then be a man. For once in your life, be a man and shit in that boot.
That was so awesome.
Well done, Ryan. Primo coiler, one of the best I've seen.
Shit.
As Spencer's motorbike headlight moves closer down the back road, they toss the plants they've stolen over the fence and clamber after them. Wilfred, more successfully than Ryan.
What the hell? No, 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 no!
Hey, Ryan, when was the last time you felt this good?
Never.
It's called living, mate. You can feel this way forever. Trust your instincts. No more doubt. No fear. Just throw it away.
With a confident smile, Ryan takes the ball and gets to his feet. He tosses it into the distance.
Good boy. Welcome to your new life.
Aren't you gonna fetch it?
Do you know how many balls I have?
What the hell are you doing out here?
This is my friend Wilfred.
He looks filthy. I have Dr. Ramos on the phone. He is willing to talk to you. Pig.
Hey, Doc, it's Ryan. Look, I appreciate the offer, but I'd rather eat possum ass than be your desk monkey.
Give me the phone. Dr. Ramos? Hello? This is just great. Do you have any idea how tough this job market is? Let's just say beggars can't be choosers.
What a bitch.
I mean, what am I supposed to think?
Whatever you want. But from now on, keep it to yourself. I don't give a shit.
Well, actually, you do. Or you did.
Is this funny? This is all funny to you, Ryan? You know what? I'm done. You are on your own.
Wrong. I'm not on my own. I've got Wilfred.
What's that?
Bit of squirrel.
Gross!
Hey, Wilfred. How's this gonna end?
Hmm?
This. Us. What's gonna happen?
Don't know.
Well, anyway. It's nice to have someone looking out for me.
They chink beer bottles. Many more empty ones are strewn on the table.
Dreams are nothing more than wishes, and a wish is just a dream.
Sometime later, Wilfred places Ryan's wallet in Spencer's garden beneath the broken window. Jenna rubs Wilfred's belly.
Ryan. Oh, God! Yeah. Sharp. Hang on.
But dreams are nothing.